cheery good morning to all of you. You're listening to Moments of Melody, a 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day. The story is told that one day Mr. Toplady, an Englishman, was overtaken in a great storm. Seeking for a place of shelter, he saw a cleft in a large rock, and into this he entered and rested safe and dry until the storm had passed. While sitting there in the shelter of the rock, he wrote the words of the hymn, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save me from its guilt and power." This is a true picture of the salvation of the soul. The sinner exposed to the storm of God's judgment because of his sin finds a refuge and a shelter in the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee, let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my
now for the most important time of our program, St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. But what if we trust Christ to save us and then find that we are wrong and that we cannot be saved without being circumcised and obeying all the other Jewish laws? Wouldn't we need to say that faith in Christ had ruined us? God forbid that anyone should dare to think such things about our Lord. Rather, we are sinners if we start building up again the false idea we once destroyed of being saved by Jewish laws. For the Old Testament itself leads me on to Christ and shows me that its laws do not apply to me. They are not the way of my salvation, and so I am free to live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the real life I now have within this body is a result of my trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am not one of those who treats Christ's death as meaningless, for if we could be saved by keeping Jewish laws, then there was no need for Christ to die. You say with St. Paul, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the real life I now have within this body is a result of my trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me."